Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Greater Alton Church and happy Mother's Day to everyone here. I had that. Where'd it go? Let me go get it. I had it in my Bible. Where'd it go? My sermon notes are gone. Oh no. I guess I'm going to have to ramble. Did I just hear a moan? Got a card here from Debbie Weiler, one of our mothers here. And here's what she's got, a card here. It says, thank you so much. Thank you for all the prayers, meals, visits, and texts and calls during my hip surgery recovery. You're all a blessing to us, Chris and Debbie Weiler. And I thought that was just a sweet. And she's in the back row back there sitting down. Good to have her here with us today. I'm going to put this over here. And again, happy Mother's Day to the rest of you. You're amazing people, amazing people. There's one other thing. If you want to get your bio or your bulletins out, there's some notes in there if you want to follow along in this lesson. And there's all kinds of stuff in there that tells you what's coming up. We haven't got time because we all want to celebrate Mother's Day. Today we're looking at, you know, we're in this series called God Is, and talking about God is like a mom this morning. And what I noticed is God is not an it, okay? He's not an it. Though the Bible will, he'll describe himself throughout the Bible with things like a rock or light, or he'll call himself fire, even that, he's known to be that. He also refers to himself as a king, as a warrior, as a father, and as a midwife. I thought that was interesting. And though the Bible refers to God with the pronoun he most of the time, God is beyond gender, way beyond gender. If you look at the scriptures really close here, you find that there's a feminine side to God. When he's creating in his image, human beings, in his image, he includes both genders. Look here on the screen or in your notes at this passage in Genesis. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. And the Bible doesn't just talk like this. When Solomon is writing about the wisdom of God in the book of Proverbs, look at this passage here in Proverbs 1. He compares wisdom to a woman. Now, as a husband, I find that to be very true. I think my wife is one of the wisest people. She's been such a wise person in my life. So, but look at what Solomon says. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. Jesus speaks this way too, and he speaks of wisdom. Look at this passage in Luke 7. But wisdom is proved right by her children. And the interesting thing about this word wisdom, the New Testament was written in Koine Greek, everyday Greek language. And it's a very specific language. And this word wisdom is in a feminine tense. It's not masculine or neuter. It's on purpose. It's feminine. And it's the words Sophia. Now, I know somebody named Sophia, goes to this church, and I have to admit, she's a pretty wise kid. And so, but this is this idea that femininity is in the scriptures over and over again, especially when it's talking about God. So today, what I want to do is I want to spend some time, a short amount of time, hopefully, talking about this particular side of God, this feminine side, and focusing on God being like a mom. So how is God like a mom? Well, let's get right into this. Number one, well, like a mom, God wants me close. Jesus is weeping over his city. You ever cried over your town, your city? I have. You look at things going on in your town, you're just shaking your head. Jesus is looking over Jerusalem, and he says this, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killer of prophets, abuser of the messengers of God, how often I've longed to gather your children like a hen. He weeps over the city. He wants to be together. He wants to be close to his people. By the way, if you continue to read this verse. He says, but you won't let me. You won't let me. It breaks God's heart. That's why he's weeping. That's why Jesus Christ is weeping over this city. Because I want to be close to you. I want to have a relationship with you. But you're not going to, you just won't allow it. I see this idea of a bond, a special bond between a mom and her kids every year I direct at camp. When I go to church camp, you know, we're going to be going primary week. Many of you are going junior high and senior week. I don't know if it's such a problem junior high and senior week. It could be, but man, primary week, that's the little kiddos. I don't know who has a harder time with separation anxiety, if it's mom and dad or if it's the campers. Sometimes the campers are like, hurry up and register me so I can get away from these crazy people. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, and now I'm watching the mom go, are you going to be okay? You're going to be, the dad's sitting there going, come on, let's go. We got to go, you know, got to work on the car. That's the way dads are, you know, dads are kind of, most dads are this way. I've had campers go, I want to go home. I want to go home. Let me call your dad. And I call it, hey, listen, your son wants to go home. Ah, he's fine.
I'll pick him up on Friday in a four-wheel drive pickup.
Okay. Hey, your dad says you'll be fine. Well, I can't believe it. Call mom. Why? I had a mother this year contacted me through email saying, hey, I got a few questions about camp. She didn't have a few questions. She had a lot of questions about camp. What's the food like? Who's cooking it? What's the sugar content? Who's going to be in the cabin? What's your schedule like? I just sent her the whole handbook. Read it. Knock yourself out. What's the lessons going to be on? There you are. Who's going to be teaching them? There you go. Did you do background checks? On and on and on. Why? Why are moms this way? Most moms are this way because they're the one that carried that child around for 9 months. Am I right, ladies? You have a right. You have a right. And so this bond is just, only a few people understand it, and it's people like moms. What I noticed about it, whether they're animals or a human being, moms are always close around the kids. They're always hovering around. They're always making their way. If you see the kids, just look around. Run into some baby chickens, whatever babies were on the farm, and guess what? Mother hen is just around the corner. Watching. I love this Zephaniah 3:17. It reminds me of a song because God is this way. He wants to be close to you and I. It says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Remember that song? I love that song. We sing that song in the kids ministry when I was back there. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Is mighty. Oh my gosh, that's a good song. I love it. We're going to sing that at camp. And what's the point? God is there. He's always there. If you just look around, he isn't away. He's always close. He's in the midst. He's in your world. He's in your home. He's with you when you're shopping. Why? Because like a mother, he wants to be close. He's not, hey, by the way, the Bible says he's close to the brokenhearted. We live, the Bible says, in the shadow of his wings. He's not quick to leave. No, in fact, he says, I'll never leave you. There's some moms, they would love their kids to stay at home for the rest of their lives. There are dads that don't believe this. You heard a moan. some moms are like, oh, I have no problem with this. So I'm just saying is today, let's let Mother's Day just remind you that God wants to be close, just like your mother, and longs to be close. Here's another way that God is like a mom. Number two, God will comfort me. Here's what God said to the people of Israel. They were going through the ringer, folks. They were going through the ringer. We don't know what that's like to have another country taking over the United States. We're a superpower. But just imagine, we have movies that try to fantasize it, but just try to imagine some other country would come over and take over, how miserable we would be if they took our freedom. And here in Isaiah 66, God says to the people of Israel that are in captivity, and it's brutal, I will comfort you there like a mother comforting her child. I don't know what it is. When we're hurt, when we're sick, when we're scared, Mom always says, where does it hurt? Where's it hurt, honey? Right here. Let me kiss it. I'll make it better. What is it? Moms are like doctors, nurses, psychologists, not just short order cooks, not just seamstress, you know, but when something goes wrong, most children, my grandchildren, I've had my grandchildren at my house and for a sleepover, and they get scared, and guess who they want to talk to? Their mom. Can we call my mom? Well, why do we want to call your mom? Because I'm scared. You're with Papa. I'm really scared. Why? What does that mean? No, mothers reassure. They reassure that everything's going to be okay. My mother still reassures me. I'm so fortunate to have a mother still around at my age. We're both senior citizens. We both get the discount. And I'm like, wow, this is... And but she still will tell me, you know, it's going to be okay, Tim. It's going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You're going to be okay. They just seem to know they have the right words. They'll carry us when we, they'll comfort us. They do all these things. The psalmist here in Psalms compares God to his mother. Look what he says. I am calm and quiet. I'm like a baby with its mother. I'm at peace like a baby with its mother. Whenever we get anxious, we get excited, we get scared, we get hungry. The image here is that the mother has just fed this child. And now, you know how, we got some pictures of our kids after they've been fed with their babies, and they're like, they're grinning, sleeping. They're so relaxed, so calm, so together. Nothing crazy. Even if it gets crazy, guess what? Mom brings this calming, soothing effect to us. God's exactly the same way. Whenever we experience something, whenever we experience something that's tragic, loss, hurt, pain, whatever it be, the psalmist says here, oh, Lord, you calm me. I can count on you to give me some peace here. I know some of you here have, like me, some of you here have went through some stuff. Am I right? We've went through some stuff. God says, you know what? I can make that better. Let me comfort you. Let me reassure you it's going to be okay. Because it will be when God is your mom. Number three, God will protect me. I want to go back to look at this Luke passage one more time. Look at this here. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he says, remember you who stoned the prophets. Oh, I'd long to gather you. And look what he says. How often I've wanted to gather you, your children together, even as a hen protects her brood under her wings. You know, growing up on a farm, we had lots of animals. We had pigs and chickens and turkeys and guineas. Guineas are crazy. But one of the things I noticed was that if it was cold, or if it was rainy, the chicks, the little piglets, they always huddled around Mom. They'd get close, they'd be warm. I remember, you know, little banny hens. You know what a banny hen is? A real small chicken. But they think they're super chickens inside. They're little bitty. And I would watch these, it would be raining, and the chicks would stick their head out from underneath and look around a little bit. And they'd be under the wings of this, of their mother, being protected from the elements. That's the picture I notice. And if you messed with their children, whether it be a sow, Danny and I, we would go out in the pig lot and we would grab a pig and we'd shake it, little piglet, make it squeal. And here comes this 250-pound sow running at us like a rhinoceros. We got to where we could make the sound ourselves. We didn't even need a pig anymore. And we'd make all the sows and pick their, trying to figure out which pig it is, what's going on. And if you messed with the banny hen, you know, you'd be on the chicken and there'd be the chicks and you'd be playing with, hey, little chick, chick. And all of a sudden, wham, out of blindside, this little chicken about this big, scare, you're running, the chicken's after me and I'm going to die. He said, why is that? You don't mess around with mom. You don't mess around with her kids. Her instinct is to protect God exactly the same way. Look at this in Hosea. Like a bear robbed of her cubs. He says this to Israel. He goes, I'm like a bear robbed of her cubs. I'll attack them and rip them open. Look at this. Look at this here video I found. I found this morning. This is a mother bear attacking an aggressive male bear. Isn't that amazing? This bear is smaller. The aggressive male has the high ground. Doesn't matter. You don't mess around with a mother's kids. And you don't, and listen, God feels the same way about every one of you as his children. He understands that. Look at that. David said this. He understood the way God was, how protective he was. He says, have mercy on me, O my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I love that. I've circled disaster has passed because dawned on me this morning that disaster, tough stuff has a shelf life. And God can outlast that. God will outlast whatever I'm facing because he's protective. Like I said before, a frightened child tends to call for their mother, not their father, usually their mother. And I'm going to say to you this morning, whatever's going on, whatever's going on, you're messing with right now, whatever's messing with you this morning, I want to encourage you to take refuge under the wings of God. Let the mama bear take care of that problem. She's more than able because she wants to protect you. Here's number four. God will never forget me. You ever left your kids somewhere? I'm not saying on purpose. I'm talking about accidentally. You ever left your kids? I have. Twice. Moms don't do that. Moms just don't do that. Why? They keep track of everything. They keep track of everybody and everything. I've been to both my son's house and I've saw my daughter-in-law's schedules and it's full. They know where everybody's going, where everybody's at all the time. They never, if they do, it's an oddity, an exception if they forget. If they forget. Right now, here today, moms are thinking of their children. Are they going to call? You say, well, that's, yeah, because it's Mother's Day. No, mothers are thinking about their children today because they think about their children every day. And they won't forget. Israel is testing God. They're just being stinkers. They are just testing God's patience over and over again. They're treating God like trash. And you'd think God is ready to give up, but he can't do it. Look at this passage here in Isaiah 49. And here's how he illustrates it. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I've engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. I'm writing it down. I've engraved it. I've tattooed it. Some say, is this the nail prints of Jesus? Well, I'll tell you what. When Jesus Christ looks at himself and sees that nail print, I bet he thinks about this passage because he doesn't forget us. And that's what children do, don't they? They push the limits of their mothers. Somewhere in Proverbs it says something like that a rebellious son grieves his mother. So that's true. And it may tempt us sometimes, moms. I know that our kids do stupid stuff. How do we know that? Because we did stupid stuff with our moms. And there's times you may go, man, I just had it. I don't know if I can do this. But you can't. You can't stop. You can't cancel them. You can't quit loving them. You can't quit supporting them. And you won't quit praying for them. Why? Because you can't get them out of your head. Because they're on your mind all the time. God's the same way. He won't give up on you. He won't stop because you're in his head permanently. He thinks about you all the time. So he'll never forget you. Number five, God will sacrifice everything for me. Just like a mom. I was reading Proverbs, you know, Proverbs 31, I always thought about this. This is a businesswoman. Well, there's a lot of references about motherhood in Proverbs 31. And they're not intimidating. They're complimentary, in fact. Look here. I've given you a series of verses here. She gets up while it's still dark and prepares food for her family. She gets up early before everybody else? Yeah. Her lamp burns late into the night. You mean she stays up late after everybody's asleep? Yeah. She watches over her family and never wastes her time. She's organized. Her children speak well of her. Why is that in there? How'd that get in there? Oh, maybe that's... Do we speak well of our mother that's like this? It says, give her the reward she has earned. She should be praised in public for what she has done. I've heard this, that a mom's... If you were to take and pay a mother for all the things she does, she'd make well over six figures annually. She does just about everything. And moms go without sleep, without food, without comfort for their children. They'll surrender their career to have a family. Again, God is like this. He's just like this. I love this in 2 Corinthians 8. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that he gave up his heavenly riches for you. He gave up everything so that you could be richly blessed. And just like mom, Jesus went without so you and I could have it all. Praise God. God's like a mom. Got a video here I want to show us as we close out today. Got it encouraged.
Can you say mama? Mama? Mama.
Atta boy.
Open big wide for mama. What a big boy you are. What a big boy you are.
Okay. No, we can't go to church with jelly all over our face, can we? Oh my goodness. What are you doing with that snake? You go put that snake back in the hole right now.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Way to go. All right, buddy. Hey. Oh, buddy. You okay? You all right?
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord.
Hey, Mom. Mommy needs just a minute. Please.
Hey, Mom. I think you look pretty no matter what. Even when your hair looks really weird.
Mom,
go straight there and come right back.
Oh.
Mom, wait. Stop it.
Mom? Dad? I asked Beth to marry me.
Well, what'd she say?
Welcome to the family.
I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Mom.
Where's that grandbaby? Oh, I see you.
Oh, yeah, nice to see you too.
Grandma? Oh, it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
You did great.
What's that?
The children. You did really great. I always knew you'd be a good dad, but you did really, really great.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Of course you are.
Come sit with me.
You know, I was thinking just the other day about what a wonderful mom you are. I mean, God really blessed me with a great lady. You're my mom. You've always been there for me. Even when I didn't want you to be. And nobody ever believed in me like you do. Thank you. I love you, Mom.
And I love you, son.
Makes me wonder sometimes, you know, do I realize how much God is like a mom? Because ever since I was born, since you were born, we first took that breath. When we opened our eyes, the face of God welcomed us. And he followed us to school, and he watched us learn to ride bikes, watched us date, watched our hearts get broken, or watched all this, watched us make friends, go all over the place, grow up, find love. He just stays with us and will stay with us till we draw our last breath. Why? He just loves us so much. He won't stop loving us. He won't, like a mother, he's going to keep loving us and loving you and I forever. Because that's what moms do. And today, if you have the blessing of being able to speak to your mother today, I hope you will give her the praise that she deserves. But also give God the praise he deserves for loving you and caring for you just like mom. You have a card in your bulletin, and I hope you'll consider maybe a prayer request, or maybe you're wanting to make a decision today. You know, God would love to have a closer relationship with you. Like I said before, he wants to be close. And maybe you need to rededicate your life, or maybe make a commitment. I'm going to start getting closer and closer to God, and let it start on Mother's Day. Let that encourage you. We're going to give you time to fill out the card as we sing a song. I'm going to lead us in prayer, and then we'll have that song and close out our Mother's Day service. Father, you were there when our families welcomed us in this world. And Father, whether we're aware of it or not, you've always been close by. Sometimes, Father, I know some of us here would say, how do you put up with us? How do you put up with me, Father? And there are times, Father, I feel that you're meddling in my life, but thank you for sticking your nose in my business, because it's amazing What I find amazing, Father, what we find amazing is to just to pause and think about how much you've sacrificed for us. And Father, as we process this, still trying to process your love for us, we pray that we'll understand it in a much deeper, meaningful way. And Father, most of all, thank you for loving each of us better than our moms do. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Here I stand forever in your mighty hand, living with your promise written on my heart. I am yours, surrendered fully to you. You set me in your family, calling me your own. Now I belong to you. All I need, your Spirit, your Word, your truth, hear my cry, my deep desire.
Belong.